when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we are, time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. Back to do it again, spinning the stack of polka records for you. Yeah, the show's only an hour long. That stack's not really that tall. But nonetheless, somebody's got to play all these records, and I have assigned myself to be on that mission, so here we go. I've got polka records, and they're crying out to be played. So we got some work to do over the next hour. Glad you're along for another round of the Oompa Hour. Let's just jump right into it this week. How about the Springtime in the Rockies polka? I know it's not springtime, and I'm not in the Rockies, but somebody listening might be. And, you know, if you have a very warped sense of time, you could pretend it's springtime. Anyway, here is the Russ Brothers Orchestra to get things rolling this week.
When it's springtime in the Rockies, I'll be coming back to you. Little sweetheart of the mountains, with your bonny eyes of blue. Once again, I'll say I love you, while the birds sing all the day. When it's springtime in the Rockies, in the Rockies far away.
Russ Brothers Orchestra, Springtime in the Rockies Polka. And just like that, another edition of the Oompa Hour is rolling right along. Glad you're with us for another week. And I don't know what else to say from there. I have more things to say later. I almost went into a commercial already. We're only one song into this, for Pete's sake. I got to get you hooked first. Let's do one from Larry Chesky, shall we? It's the My Fair Lady polka. I couldn't remember what side of the record I decided on. And obviously I decided on the My Fair Lady polka because that's what it says. That's what it says. What was that? That's what it says on the record anyway. So here you go.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Larry Chesky there. And wow, I wonder if they could have done that as a polka in the movie, couldn't they? The My Fair Lady Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And glad you're along to enjoy another batch of polka records, which is all we play on the show. Actual records. Sometimes actual scratchy ones, which adds to the authenticity of the whole thing. What do you think the odds are there's actually a town called Polkaville? I have the Polkaville Polka coming up here. And I was going to type that into my Google thing here and see if that's a real thing. Let's see. There's Polkaville. There's the record label. There's the band. No, there does not appear to be an actual town called Polkaville. So if you're starting a town, just in case you're wondering, the name is available. There's the Jolly Brothers Band, and this is the Polkaville Polka. There you go. I feel like I've been to Polkaville now, huh? There's the Polkaville Polka and the Jolly Brothers Band here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Let's take a moment to talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and maybe suggest that if you're going to be in the area, maybe you want to pay him a visit. Who can turn down seeing 1,400 accordions and concertinas all at one place at the very same time? Yowzers! How much could that weigh? I mean, what does the average accordion weigh? Well, not 100 pounds, obviously, but they're not light. And you put 1,400 of them together, we're talking some serious poundage here. But they have other things. They have all sorts of music memorabilia and historical documentation, paperwork, catalogs, advertising. You want to research the people that made all the great music, you can do that. It's really an amazing resource for all sorts of musical things. And, of course, the beautiful concert hall, the Accordion Repair and Technician School, and so much more. You can find out about them online, and that's free, and you don't have to travel anywhere. Worldofaccordions.org is where you'll find them. And, of course, if you're going to be in the area, pay them a visit. Belknap Street, Superior, Wisconsin. Check them out. Tell them the Oompa Hour sent you. And they'll be like, what are you talking about? So have a look anyway. Worldofaccordions.org is where they're at. Alrighty. What do we have over here? Ah, it's the Jolly Swiss Boys. Wait a minute. We just played the Jolly Somebody. Don't we have rules about playing too many jolly people in a row? We just had the Jolly Brothers. Now we have the Jolly Swiss Boys. This is the Repeat Polka.
Thank you.
Jolly Swiss Boys there. That's the repeat polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. I did not happen to notice any repeating there, really. I don't know, maybe it's some musical lingo. I have no idea. Anyway, glad you're along with us for another Oompa Hour as I sit here in our palatial second-story studio looking out the window over the cloudy skies and 30-mile-an-hour winds and the mist that we're having. I don't know about you, there was a lot of crazy weather last weekend. If you saw that that big windstorm, I don't remember what did they call that? It had a name. They always have a name for these weird weather things. All that wind that came right through the middle of the Midwest, through Iowa and everything. My wife, my daughter, and my grandson were driving back from Kansas through Iowa, and she reported that they passed 25 semi-trucks that had blown over on Interstate 35. And, of course, everyone they passed, she took a picture of it and sent it to me on her phone. Like, here's another truck blown over. But, wow, what a mess. I know I have a lot of friends down that way that are still, you know, it's been, what, a week now, depending when you're hearing the show, that have been out there chainsawing fallen trees and cleaning up debris. And, holy cow, you just never know when weird weather is going to show up. You gotta be prepared to go hide in the basement, I think. So, anyway. Best of luck to everybody that's cleaning up after all that mess. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks over here on turntable number two, an old 45. It's a little scratchy, but not bad. Nobody ever plays Golden Pheasant. That's the song, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Does it seem to you that Frankie Yankovic is like the generic, and I don't mean generic in a bad way, but the generic representation of polka music to the general populace, you know, people that aren't polka fans? You hear a polka, it must be that Frank Yankovic guy. Because his music crossed over so much into the world of popular music. And when you go to garage sales and old used record stores and you're flipping through the records, there's always a million Frankie Yankovic records in there. And that's a good thing. I mean, Frank's a legend. And you know, the second the needle drops on the record, you know, in seconds, hey, that's a Frankie Yankovic record, don't you? It's one of those things. I think every band kind of strives for that they have their own sound that can, like, be instantly recognized. Same thing with a Whoopi John record. You're 2 seconds into it, and you know. Even if you're listening to another good German-style band, you know, whether it's the, you know, the Six Fat Dutchman or one of the guys recording out of Minnesota, Wisconsin, one of the smaller bands, even, you know, it's a German-style polka, but the Whoopi John record, you know. Same thing with Frank Yankovic and his Yanks. Here's the Golden Pheasant. Thank you. All right, they call that golden pheasant. I don't know why. But Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Let's go this way over here to turntable number one, shall we? It sounds like I have so many turntables. There's two. There's one and two, also known as the left and the right. Here's a good old-fashioned polka. That happens to be the name of the song. Here's the John Jeske Band.
To hear a good old-fashioned polka. A good old-fashioned polka. We'll play the music loud and clear. A good old-fashioned polka. A good old-fashioned polka. A good old-fashioned polka. A good old-fashioned polka. Have a fling or do your thing. A good old-fashioned polka. A good old-fashioned polka.
John Jeske Band there. It's a good old-fashioned polka, and you know that it is, because they sing that right in the song there. You're in tune with Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Remember, if you have a quest, you could be, I am on a quest. No, if you have a request, to hear a song, you need to make a request, because I'll do my best to find it for you and get it on the next show. And you can do that a lot of different ways. You can call or text to area code 218-259-2985. Yes, you can. 218-259-2985. You can send us an email, oompahour@aol.com, all small letters, or look us up on Facebook, Tim's Oompa Hour. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And and not only that, you kind of cheat a little bit, because you can see what songs I'm going to play the next week by a couple of days. So you get a little lead on it, and you go, hey, I know what these, I bet you he's going to play this song next week. And then you would be right, so you'd win the bet. So a valuable tip for you. Now, you know, we always like to have a waltz in every show. I try to remember to do it every week. This is actually kind of early in the show for the weekly waltz. But let's do it. This is Happy George the Concertina King. And you know he is, because it says so right on the record. Here is the Cuckoo Waltz. ¶¶ See, it sounds just like a cuckoo. That's why it's called the Cuckoo Waltz. Happy George the Concertina King, according to the record. And I'm not going to argue with it because I can't play a concertina. I can squeeze one together and make noise come out of it, though. But I don't think that counts. Should we go crazy? You want to go crazy? Should we do two waltz numbers in a row? Would that be insanity? Yes, it would, but I'm going to do it anyway. Johnny Vadnall and the orchestra. This is called Yes, Dear. There you go, Johnny Vadnall in the orchestra. Yes, dear. That's usually what you say when she says, do this, clean this, put this away. What are you doing with all these magazines? That's the one I hear all the time. I have a tendency to stack up the magazines. What are you going to do with all these magazines? Anyway, there you have it. Johnny Vadnall here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show and time to hear from the Michigan Polka Tells. All right, they have it there, the Michigan Polka Tells there. That, of course, is the D-Shell Polka. I don't know what that means. I was trying to figure out. It's D-Shell. It's not a town. It's D-E-E, and then there's a space, S-H-E-L-L. I don't know what that means, but it's a good song anyway. So there you have it, Michigan Polka Tells on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Let's go to Texas. Harry Zarnick and the Texas Dutchman. This is the Charming Katie Polka. Charming Katie Polka. Yes, it was. Harry Zarnick and the Texas Dutchman here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another week here. In case you stumbled on this by accident and you don't know what's going on, every week we get together and spin a stack of polka records for an hour. So that's what's going on, all right? Now, the question I have is, do you say the Helena Polka or the Helena Polka? And if you say that, Do you know what you're saying? Are they two different songs? I don't know. I have never figured this out. It's been one of those things that has boggled my mind for many years. And I've heard people introduce it, bands that have way more talent than I do. You know what happens? People who want to play in a band but really can't, we become disc jockeys. And then we tell people, I play polka music. On records, but I play polka music. Anyway, I've heard it introduced as both the Helena Polka and the Helena Polka, and I think that it's the same song every time. So take your pick, but I do know that it's Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band, and the record company's out of Del Mar, California, and that's kind of cool, so here they are. Thank you. There you go. Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band, the Helena or Helena Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Hey, here's an idea. Let me throw this out there. If you have a favorite band or a favorite song, but especially a certain band or polka style that you really like, go on the old Facebook there and shoot us a message. And I can try to make sure I play that those kind of songs, you know, because I really have very little guidance here. I grab my piles of polka records that I've been piling up with all my other records for the last 50 years, and I just play them, you know. And maybe you'd like more German style, or maybe you'd like more from a certain band, or you'd like more whatever. I wish I had more Slovenian style records, because I don't. And it never seems to work out. I kind of file the records by ethnicity. You know, there's the Polish section and the German section, and then there's the Slovenian and other, because anything that fits other, there's not very many of, so it doesn't make them worthy of their own section. Maybe it's because I'm in northern Minnesota, and those records just didn't make it up here, but I don't know. But if there's something you'd like to hear more of, just look us up on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. You could send a message or make a post or whatever the heck you want to do, all right? The Steve Nagrabsky Orchestra, and this is the Kazoo Polka.
Thing now just follow me. On your mark, set, now 1, 2, 3. She's feeling kind of blue. Reach into your pocket and pull out your small kazoo. Then you play this happy song and set her heart aglow. On your mark, breathe now, ready, set, go.
See, I can play the kazoo. That's not a problem. The Steve Nagrabsky Orchestra there, that's the kazoo polka. I don't know. They must have had a problem when they made these records, though. Like, the record company must have stuck the labels on the wrong side, because somebody typed the actual names of the songs on, like, you know, labels like you peel off and stick on stuff, and typed it, like, with an actual typewriter, and then cut it out in little strips and stuck it on the record over the side that was printed there. Because I think the songs are backwards. But anyway, we got to figure it out. It is the Kazoo Polka with the Steve Nagrabsky Orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie-so show. Ah, and here's your last chance. This is the last chance, Polka, Don Peachy and the orchestra. That it didn't sound like the last chance to me. Don Peachy and his orchestra, the last chance polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I think, you know, when you look at people who've made a lot of records, you think of like Frankie Yankovic, Whoopi John, the Six Fat Dutchman, for Pete's sake. These are people, when you get a handful of polka records, there's always a bunch of them in there. And another one that there's always a ton of records is Lil Wally. The guy must have made a million records. Of course, he had his own record label, so he could do that whenever he felt like it. He'd be just like, I'm going down to the basement to make more records, Ma. I don't know if he really did that. But here's one of those records. It's always a good time. Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. And oh boy, it's Polka Joy.
Joy for every girl and boy. We twirl and twist around in every polka town. You should see dad and mom waving, saying, come on, this polka is for you. Be happy, don't be blue. Sit around with this great polka sound. Play us this song, what's for? We'll dance across the floor. This is a lot of fun. Let's polka, everyone.
All right, Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. I notice on some of the records it says the Lucky Harmony Boys. These guys were just the regular Harmony Boys. I'm not sure what the difference is. I really need to start looking at the old clock on the wall a little bit more often, because the show's an hour long, and sometimes I pile up more records than I actually have time to play. So I got to pay attention here. I have a group called the Plus Five coming up next, so stick around.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, there you go. Now, what did I promise you? A song. Ah, yes, the plus five, that's who. And a plus five to what? I mean, what? I don't understand exactly what math we're using here. But this is the plus five. This is the new National Polka. There you have it. It's the new National Polka, and that's the plus five here at Tim's Oompa Hour. Your old-time oldies show. How much more music can we jam into the show this week? Ah, let's give it a try. Here's the Jerry Dustal Orchestra has the My Fanny Polka. Thank you.
man. When she met the handsome lifeguard, she started on the main. Oh, he tried to shake my fanny, but my fanny wouldn't shake.
Fanny, fanny, why don't you shake?
Oh, I tried to shake my fanny, but my fanny wouldn't shake. I found the seats alone in the back row. When she saw the handsome usher, she was just as sweet as cake. Oh, he tried to shake my fanny, but my fanny wouldn't shake.
Fanny, fanny, why don't you shake?
Oh, I tried to shake my fanny, but my fanny wouldn't shake.
I can assure you that nobody wants to see my fanny shake. Ha ha! Jerry Dustal's Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I was going to really try to jam another record in here, but I looked at the clock and I looked at how long the record was, and I said to myself, yeah, that's not going to add up. So we'll have to save that next one for next week. Maybe we'll pull out another 78 next week. Huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. I shall return. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.